Almost every woman now who's getting hormonal therapy for metastatic disease is getting one of these three agents. One of the interesting things, and again, if this really does come into the adjuvant or neoadjuvant setting, it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out, is the tolerability toxicity issues with this drug. Very, very different than hormonal therapy. Can you talk about the major problems that do occur?
Right. So these are described as targeted therapies because they go after the cell cycle machinery, but they do have side effects. So the side effects include low white blood cell counts, neutropenia, which in general is reversible when you stop the drug. So with two of the products, you give the drug 3 weeks in a row and then stop for 1 week and the white blood cells rebound. A third product, abemaciclib, you don't actually need to interrupt the dosing for, but you do have to monitor for neutropenia. They can also cause rash, sometimes mucosal irritation. Abemaciclib causes some diarrhea. So they are more in the way of side effects with these drugs than with endocrine therapy alone, but it's still a very different experience from taking chemotherapy. It's an orally available agent. Most women find that they can really engage in their normal day-to-day activities without any disruption. And with some simple dose modifications, they have proven to be a very tolerable treatment approach.
And I guess there are trials out there in the adjuvant setting. How long, you know, hormonal therapy is given at least 5 years in the adjuvant setting, if not more. How long are these trials with CDK inhibitors?
Yeah, so in the metastatic setting, they obviously treated it until progression. And in first line, that proved to be about 2 years. In the adjuvant setting, there is a couple of major adjuvant trials going on. The furthest along is a study called the PALLAS trial, P-A-L-L-A-S. And that study uses palbociclib and treats for up to 2 years. So it's a randomized study for ER-positive, higher-risk stage 2 or 3 breast cancers. Women get endocrine therapy alone or endocrine therapy plus palbociclib. The endocrine therapy is given at the discretion of the treating team for as long as you think necessary, 5 or 10 years. The palbociclib is given for 2 years.